A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
An Erios production.
I'm feeling alive, and I'm going to tell you all why.
Yes.
Last week, Brittany posted a picture of herself on Instagram. Mm-hmm. She was in a sundress. She was in a bathing suit. It was a video. She was feeling alive.
Yes.
Brittany was glowing. Mm-hmm. And she said that she believes that that glow was coming from the fact that she was reading a new book called The Inner Goddess Revolution.
Yes.
Written by a woman named Lynn Thurman.
Yes.
And we did some light digging. Mm-hmm. We found Lynn on Instagram. And I just tagged Lynn mm-hmm. in an Instagram story. Lynn slid into my DMs.
Whoop.
Lynn wants to come on the show.
Yes.
So yes, we're figuring this out because Lynn is in the UK. So we're mm-hmm. figuring it all out. Guys, here's the deal. Go and order your copy of The Inner Goddess Revolution. You can order it on Amazon. Now, it might take a while to get there, but you can start reading it online.
Yes.
So call the hotline and let me know if you have any questions you would like me to ask Lynn. Here's my intention for this. I just really want to have a better understanding of Brittany through reading this book.
Yeah.
So we need to get really clear. We are investigative reporters.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't wait to ask Lynn, like, who is Brittany to Lynn? And where was Lynn when she found out Brittany was reading her book?
Yeah.
And how does Lynn feel about that? This is great.
I mean, it's crazy.
Tired of calling other people who don't want to talk about Britney? Well, worry no more. With the new We Need to Talk About Britney hotline, you'll never have that problem again. And the best part is, the Britney hotline is totally free. Call 1-814-277-3277. You can talk about Britney however much you want. Call now. It's totally free and only about Britney.
Britney Spears is on fire when it comes to her Instagram. The information that we are getting directly from Brittany is pretty crazy.
Yes.
Quick disclaimer. If you hear any sound in the background, my house had to be cleaned. And my lovely housekeeper, Lucy, is here. And Lucy's on a tight schedule, too.
Yep. She's got to do her thing.
It's women helping women. And this is what's happening. So if you hear a sound in the background, it's a vacuum.
Yeah.
God bless.
Right? Go clean your house.
I love it. Very grateful. Okay. Here's some things that Brittany's giving us. She gave us a single white horse.
Yes.
And then just pink flower emojis.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Brittany is the horse.
I think that one's pretty clear.
And I believe that Brittany is telling us that she is doing well because the three pink flower emojis, I think, is a very positive. So that's how Brittany's viewing herself right now.
You know, and looking at it like that too, like a free wild stallion kind of thing, or like, it's not a stallion, but it's like a beautiful wild horse, clearly.
What
you
makes
know?
Something a stallion or not a stallion?
So like,
is that a type of horse?
Isn't that like, yeah, it's like a really like, isn't that like a golden brown, like specific, like big, I don't know. I don't know my horses. Jeffrey, I'm not up.
If you think it's a stallion, to me it's a stallion.
Yeah, it's
a
beautiful stallion.
But yeah, it's like a strong image.
Yeah, a white horse. Like, oh yeah, a lot of imagery there.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Now, Brittany on Halloween went as Alice in Wonderland.
Like,
now, we talked about this with Molly Lambert. Is Brittany giving us clues, information? Is she trying to tell us something? When you go as Alice in Wonderland,
mm-hmm.
one of the most dissected, there are conspiracy theories. There are people have all these different ideas of what that book is actually about, what mm-hmm. Lewis Carroll was actually trying to tell us.
Right.
And then Brittany goes as Alice in Wonderland, and you're like, is she trying to tell us something, or did she just like the way the cute blue dress looked on her? She never stops surprising me, Jeffrey.
Yeah, and you know, talking about that, like, it's so weird too that she went to like a local Halloween store and got like the Alice in Wonderland thing off like the rack. And like,
well, that's not surprising to me because this is like, Britney Spears.
I know that
she's basic.
But that's what like makes me think twice about it, is that like all these other celebrities have like planned their outfits for a week. Like Heidi Klum literally took like 15 hours to get into her Halloween costume. Like, I don't know. And that's what makes you think twice about it. At least for me, is that I'm like, is it so simple that it's like her being Britney Spears and going, or like, I don't know, is there like a secret message to everything? And is she like trying to say something that like, I don't know, makes me think twice. It's like so simple that it seems weird. Is that like a, does that make sense?
She's really into Mother Nature right now. She said Mother Nature is her best friend. That's where she's doing her workouts.
Yes.
I didn't know this, that Britney swam 20 laps every morning and then she tried to up it to 60. Her life is like a permanent wellness retreat.
Yes. It's a great way to put it.
I want her to have more. Because if you think about it, the word retreat, if she's constantly retreating, like, I want Britney in action.
Right.
I think all these things are self-care and wonderful, but I just mm-hmm. think we need to be layering in more things. If right. I'm her people, and if she's got to have people right now who are kind of focusing her and mm-hmm. kind of making the daily schedule.
Right.
I think we need to be layering in
like
a little bit more.
Maybe humans, any other contact humans, with another
some
human.
Some sort of purpose.
Yeah.
Now, Brittany also told us about, which I had received a lot of people sent me the update on this. The mm-hmm. Zone, the Britney Spears experience
yes,
that's coming,
yes.
or the Britney experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Britney's promoting it, so I'm curious if she is involved yeah. in, or if she gets a cut of any sort, because she's promoted it twice
right.
in posts in mm-hmm. only a week. I haven't gotten my tickets yet. I have to go.
Oh, I can't wait.
Jeffrey, we have to go.
I know, we gotta go.
Jeffrey.
Jen.
What we didn't get to talk about, because Lucky Blue erased our first conversation.
Not doing good as the engineer today, Lucky. No.
Is the painting behind Britney in her Alice in Wonderland yeah. costume?
Can someone please tell us what that is?
Well, let's talk about what we see.
Do you know
see.
What it is?
No.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
Jeffrey, the painting. Oh, the painting. The painting.
Okay, the painting.
Jeffrey.
Jen.
I'm just kidding.
Jen,
what if I got really mad?
Jen, the painting.
Jesus fucking Christ, Jeffrey. We're talking about the painting, not the other weird thing in the background. Jesus Christ. All right, listen. I'm just kidding. All right.
Do you know this?
The painting.
Yes.
There is an oil painting behind Britney.
Yes.
When she is dressed as Alice in Wonderland on Halloween. And it is of a female angel who is wrapping her arms around what I think is a male. And I think that they
yeah.
aren't, they don't have much clothes on.
No.
Clothing on.
Mm-mm.
And the man is holding a violin.
Yes.
And the female angel is playing the violin.
Mm.
What art is a very personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what Britney chose to be in her home.
It's like, it looks like it's in like a main hallway too.
The aesthetic of Britney's home is wild.
You love it. All her little rugs and things.
So many little rugs. When we went to Lance Bass's house, I still am pinching myself that we got to go into his home.
Yeah.
There was a lot of purple velvet,
mm-hmm.
a lot of framed family photos,
mm-hmm.
and then his husband is an artist, and there were so many paintings that are kind of like Warhol-esque,
mm-hmm.
and one of them was of Britney Spears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's when you know, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Like, Lance is such a, because again, it's such a personal thing, art in your home.
Right.
And he's on board to, like, his husband loves pop culture and loves Britney. And mm-hmm. like, I just think that said so much to me.
Aww.
This oil painting in Britney Spears' home. I mean, guys, I'm just saying art is a very personal thing. And we've got angels playing violins.
I mean, and it can be totally seen as like, you can interpret that and like, you can interpret that very quickly to relate it to her life.
God, I really love her.
Men making her perform, her having to be the one to play the violin. Is she the angel? Right?
We don't know.
We don't know.
On the show today is my dear friend, Juliana Gwill. She is a very talented actress. We talk a lot about postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety. Juliana talks about her own journey of motherhood and talks about her own experience in dealing with postpartum anxiety. We talk about Britney's song, Someday I Will Understand. It is the only song that Britney Spears has written all by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about being a mom. And I just, that absolutely blows my mind. So we're going to talk about that song.
Yes.
After Juliana left, she told me about an album called The High Women. It is so good.
Yes.
It is. I want to get this album in the hands of Britney Spears. I want a house with a crowded table and a place by the fire for everyone. Let us take on the world while we are. I started crying when I heard Crowded Table. So if you're out there, know that this episode is for you. If you are a mom who listens to this podcast, and go and listen to The High Women. I don't think you will be disappointed. It blew my mind. This album is so fantastic. And I thought that it was really in line with this whole episode.
It's a great album. It's really wonderful.
All right, guys. I can't wait to have a book club with you all. This is the
International Book Club.
Wow, this is amazing. I'm really excited.
Connecting the world with Britney, Jen, and our inner goddesses. We all have them.
I love Britney. I really do. I really love her. All right.
Beautiful.
Without further ado, here's my conversation with Juliana Gwill about Someday I Will Understand.
Britney's mental breakdown, when did that happen in her life in relation to when she had children?
So it really all happened after both of her children were born. So she shaved her head. It was a few months after her second child was born.
Yeah, I mean, that's called postpartum. It never occurred to me today that that those things were related, because I just haven't thought about Britney Spears and in her postpartum until probably about 20 minutes before I left my house. But I was thinking about how that probably was a huge factor in her mental health at that time. And, you know, it's such an insidious thing, because personally, I didn't really realize I had postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety until I was 75% of the way through it. If you're ever through it, which you are, you're just forever changed by it. But it's debilitating, and it makes you crazy. It makes you feel crazy. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just thinking about that today, just how she must have felt with two kids, and it was probably really hard.
She said she wanted everyone to stop touching her when she shaved her head. Right after she shaved her head, she headed to a tattoo parlor.
Right, I remember that.
The tattoo artist asked her why she did it, and she said, "I was so sick of everyone touching me all the time."
Ooh.
And I'm sure that included her babies, because I've talked to a few friends, and I don't know if you found this to be true, friends who are moms. I'm not a mom. And they had said how the last thing they wanted to do at the end of a day was touch their husbands, their partners, because they were just, they don't want to hug friends. Like my one friend said, "Oh, I ran into my friend, da da da, and she just wanted to hug me, and she's so touchy." And I was just like, "Oh my God, I don't want anyone touching me."
I definitely have had those moments. They come on fast and strong for me, but they aren't extremely common. I mean, you know, I'm a hugger. I'm a very affectionate, physically affectionate person. And so I love the physical affection. It's when it crosses that from, you know, "Oh, mommy, hi, I love you," to the screaming of, "Oh, homie, mommy, homie, baby, homie." And then you've got people touching you left and right. And then there's a cat on you or a dog on you or something on you. And you feel like you're going to, you know, flip a table over, like, what's her name? And
Housewives.
Or like, just like me. Or just like me.
I haven't done it in a while, but I used to flip chairs, and I used to say I'd pop them like popcorn, because I'd scoop them from underneath and let them fly. So they look like kernels of popcorn.
I would pay so much money to see you do that.
I'm proud to say it's been years, plural.
It's a shame.
Since I've popped a chair.
The one bad thing therapy did, you know.
I know. God damn it. All that money. Now I no longer flip chairs. And it was the one fun thing I got to do. But you feel crazy. It's a crazy feeling.
It is a crazy feeling. And you feel very... I remember I wanted to be the person that people expected me to be, and to be dependent and excited and consistent in people's lives, and continue to be a person that could take on others' feelings and problems and happinesses and joys. And I really found myself in a place where I was struggling to do that so much. And I think for me, that was probably one of the hardest parts about it, was that I didn't recognize myself.
Yeah.
I felt very, very far from myself. And then the anxiety aspect of it, that was really odd and really pretty specific for me at the beginning. It was all about water. I was really, really nervous about Mabel getting into trouble in water. Thought about, like, what if my car goes over a bridge and I can't get her out of her car seat because I'm trapped in my car and I can't reach around and I can't get her out. And so I started carrying scissors in my car so that I would be able to get her out if I needed to. And, you know, like, that would help. But it helped.
Thank God I have these scissors.
Yeah. I can't move and I can't do anything, but, you know, I'll get her out and I'll roll my window down a little and I'll throw her to the surface and some passerby will get her and I'll die. But hey, that'll fix it.
I have anxiety. I always laugh whenever I fill out all my my claims for insurance. I believe my diagnosis is something like F4-1.1 or something like that. And anxiety is... I think of anxiety as a noun, and it's like a passenger that comes with me. And I'm always like, if you think about it, anxiety is hilarious.
Anxiety is often hilarious.
Like if anxiety was your friend and you were like,
hi, anxiety.
Oh my God.
See you right there.
I see you.
What are you up to?
Oh my gosh. You want me to be carrying around scissors? And you've got me thinking people are going to drown and these scissors are going to save my child.
Like anxiety. Also, anxiety. Come up with a better solution, anxiety. Be smarter, anxiety.
Yeah, anxiety isn't too bright.
No. Singularly focused on heart rate.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And the thing that you said was really about not meeting the expectations of others, how people viewed you. And to a certain extent, we all know how people view us to a certain extent. And sometimes it's like a dopamine hit when we deliver that expectation.
I think it always is a dopamine hit for me. I think I thrive on my friendships and relationships. As you know, I just love you all so much.
You're fucking great at it, Jules.
It's hard for me. I know that everyone is different in this way, and I really respect that. It's hard for me to articulate the level of dopamine satisfaction that I get from my friendships and from showing up in my friendships. And so not being able to do that was, and you know, I probably still did an okay job. But it was so painful.
That's the NC, and that's the thing.
Yeah,
and
it was really painful.
You know, as your friend, one, I'm so happy that, like you said, it never fully goes away. It's a part of you, mm-hmm. but to see you on the other side of the deep pain,
mm-hmm.
I'm so happy to see that. And
me too.
Sure. And it really is, you know, I always say whether or not you're a fan of Britney Spears.
Which I am.
And
even though someday I'll understand is not for me. I love you, Britney.
Oh, I know how much you love her.
Okay.
Sure. But also if you've never shaved your head in front of the paparazzi, we've all been there.
Yes.
And this is like, you're been there.
For sure.
Now at this time, Britney had a really scary experience. I mean, all of this was really coming to a head. She had that. The poor woman, God. When she had, the paparazzi was chasing her. So she took her son, who was a baby, mm-hmm. and she put him on her lap and she drove away. I believe it was on the PCH. And she got into some hot water for that.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Now, I get it. She defended herself by saying, I felt as though my child was in danger and I had to get out of there. And my maternal instincts kicked in. Also, I think she did say this. Could be wrong.
You might be.
But I think she said something like that she was from the South. And so she was like, we drive with like kids on our laps. It was kind of like a thing like that.
That definitely is a below the Mason-Dixon line sort of thing.
And also think about when she said this. In 2019, it's like people just like rip each other apart. You know, it's like I'm from, you know, this, or it's like it was a different time or something. But there is a piece of that I can understand. But more, put that to the side.
Okay.
Her maternal instinct of, I feel as though my children are in danger. And if she's going through postpartum anxiety, postpartum depression, also she is bipolar. At this point, she was, I believe, not diagnosed at all and was not on medication at all whatsoever.
Oh my gosh.
So all of this was just coming to a head in such a serious way. And before she was put into the hospital and put on a 5150 hold, she locked herself and I think it was both of her children in a bathroom for hours.
Yes.
Until they broke the door down.
But like, let's just talk about that for a second. Okay. A mom and both her kids in a bathroom for hours. That's not that crazy. Like why did they break the door down? What was happening? What led up to that? I need more details.
Kevin Federline called the police. Kevin and Brittany were in a fight. It sounds like they were both in their own insanity. And it got really serious.
Was Kevin, what was the police phone call? Was he saying he was worried for his children's safety with her, or was he just saying?
Don't know that.
Okay. Because.
But cut to present day, mm-hmm. he has 70% custody and she has 30 all these years later. And that just happened, that switch.
And what was it before?
It was, Jeffrey, can you look that up, what their custody was before the 70-30 split? I think it was closer to 50-50.
What happened recently?
The only thing that we know of is that Brittany took some time to voluntarily, despite what many of the stans believe, but it's reported that she voluntarily checked herself into a mental health facility to get on a new
regime.
Yes. But then when she got out, so that probably wasn't helping anything. And then she got out and the kids were at her dad's house and there was some sort of argument between her father and one of her sons, but the other son was present, and that it became physical. And so now there is also a restraining order against Brittany's father.
Oh my gosh.
And so when that happened, really quickly, all this was decided and then it was 70-30.
That breaks my heart. I mean, being a mom is, to say motherhood is challenging is just, I mean, that's sort of obvious. I think culturally we see that motherhood is challenging, but motherhood and struggling with mental illness, a lifelong mental illness, and navigating those waters and not having your children, not being able to be a 100% available to, or they aren't 100% available to you, that that is so sad.
So sad. And I don't think that she was able to. Everyone who knows Brittany, who I've had the pleasure of speaking to, the one thing that they've wanted to say over and over again is what a great mom she is, and that when she is with her children, that it is a beautiful thing to see. And again, I feel like we're all just so much harder on Brittany because it is Brittany Spears. Like, she, no matter what, if she was not Britney Spears the pop star, she would have bipolar.
Yes.
You know?
She would.
If she were not Britney Spears the pop star, she most likely would have had postpartum anxiety, postpartum depression.
Yes.
Now you add
celebrity
into that and cars chasing you and attacking you, and you're 23, 24, 25. As all of this is coming to a head,
it's insane.
So I'm going to defend Brittany. She needs a little bit of Jesus. She needs to worry about God.
She should lean in. She should lean in.
She needed a Jesus song.
You know, for me, it wasn't really like that. It wasn't about needing or not needing, or it was more, it wasn't specific enough for me.
It is a vague song. It wasn't
specific enough. It was saying, okay, God, watch over us, and then once the baby's here, I'm gonna understand everything.
Let me ask you that.
Okay.
When you were so I did the update on my phone.
Okay.
I haven't. And yet. So there's something new that's been made available to all of us. All right.
Is it God?
It is God. God is available. You can call God.
The God app.
Wait,
are we billionaires? Do we just mix it?
When you listen to a song, you can now choose to listen to it and the lyrics pop up on your screen and scroll through. And so I did that.
Gosh, every mystery is not a mystery anymore. Okay, continue.
And so I was like, okay, like reading along while the song was playing. And it is a little bit, whose point of view is this song being sung from?
Well, it changes. She swings a lot. First it's hers, and then it's her child later when her child grows up, and then her child has a baby, and then her child will finally understand. Oh, I listened to it.
You're like, I listened to it twice. Didn't need to listen to it a third time. I listened to this song 20 times, did not get that. I was like, huh, is this from God? Is this
Jen, from- it's because you fell asleep on starting the third time and then you woke up when it was done playing time.
I do have something to admit.
Please.
When I was driving down to the country store today to get this bottle of Prosecco for the Aperol Spritz.
They're delicious.
Lucky Blue came with me and I had this song blasting. And I'm not going to lie. I had one hand on the steering wheel, the other on my dog. And I was singing along and I was like, someday you understand God's own plan. And then I looked over at Lucky and I smiled at him. I was like, oh my God. We had a really nice moment.
That's
my child.
He is, and I understand, and it's very, very real. It is very real.
And if anything happened to him.
Oh, I know.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Oh. Okay, here's also another question. This is just like a big, this is a big question I'm about to ask. Do we believe, as the spritz goes down, do we believe
in God?
I am gonna ask. I was like, shit, I don't know why I didn't go there. But like, does God have a plan? I don't think there's a plan. Like, there are some people that say,
this is a real Jesus take the wheel moment for your podcast.
This is. But I just, it's an interesting concept because
that God having a plan is an interesting concept, Jen. In fact, it's been the topic for a long, long time.
Okay, maybe we don't need to touch that. But
I mean, we can touch it.
I'm like, God having a plan? I will say this. Okay, I will go there in this sense.
Okay.
My best friend Megan just recently passed away 6 months ago. And I did have this huge realization. I strongly believe that there is another side.
I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. Can't you give me one more chance to make it all up to you? Email my heart and say our love will never die. And I know you're out there and I know that you still care. Email me back and say our love will stay alive.
Our friend had a near-death experience. Yes, he did. Different friend of ours.
A different friend.
And I spoke to him and I said, so, do you see anything over there? Want to talk about it? And he said, I saw a bunch of stuff and I'll talk to you about it. And he described to me that energy. He said, it is all energy. And that everything is connected on the other side and that you are a part of it. And he said that it was so tempting
to stay.
To stay. And he said he understands completely when people choose to stay on the other side and not come back. Because it is pure and it is energy and we all connected. And he said it was black. He said he felt like he was in water, but it wasn't like he could see water or waves or anything, but it was very dark and it was this sense of water and there was a single light and it was like he was lying on his back and looking up and he could see it. And the way he described it and the experience of watching my friend pass, and I know that you've lost very dear ones in your mm-hmm. life, Juliana, I feel so connected to her. And there was a piece, there was a moment where, you know, when she knew that she was going to go soon, one of the first things she said was, "I'm not gonna be able to see the end of Game of Thrones. You've got to be kidding me. I've come so far." And I really thought, she really thought that that was the one thing that she was going to make it to the end of Game of Thrones.
I really like that.
And of course, you know, I go to, do I know anyone who works on Game of Thrones? They don't even like, need to tell me. I could pass the phone and they could just tell her how it ends.
Tell her.
And so, but then when she passed, I thought about that a lot and it made me sad. But then I was like, you know what? Well, I'm going to watch and it's going to be this way. I'm going to feel close to her. And that was all true. Mm. But then also I was like, when you're over there, Game of Thrones doesn't matter anymore.
Or maybe it does, but I feel like you know what happens.
You know what happens. My feeling was mm-hmm. that it doesn't matter because it's just so, everything else
is so much richer.
You go so high mm-hmm. on the other side. Listen, again, this is just how I'm feeling.
No,
about
no,
it.
I'm with you.
I don't necessarily think that there is a plan, but I feel like, I don't know, that for some reason encouraged me to really not sweat the small stuff, mm-hmm. but redefining what small stuff is. Mm-hmm. Like, not like that someone, that my coffee falls over, not that stuff, but like things where I'm like, I don't want to email so and so because of blah blah blah, mm-hmm. blah 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 blah. Can someone help me? Da, 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 da. And like, I'm not worthy, and that stuff don't do anymore,
right?
So back to that, back to Brittany and her plan. I guess though, maybe she was writing this song. What I love is that this is the only song she wrote all by herself.
I know, that's
she was
incredible.
23, she was pregnant, she. It was like she was full of hope. It makes me really sad because I think that when she wrote this song, she felt so full.
That's interesting.
She had gone through that horrible breakup with Justin. Her parents had split up. Her aunt passed away, who meant so much to her. And that all happened in a very, within a year. And then she started to use drugs. She was partying. She was really just having a time. At first, it was like, is she just being in her 20s and she's being a pop star? Or maybe this is a little bit more serious. Then she marries the guy in Vegas.
Oh, right.
Her childhood friend.
Forgot about that.
They get that annulled. And then it's only 2 months later, she meets Kevin Federline. And within a few months of that, they're engaged. And within a few months of that, they're married. And within a few months of that, she is pregnant.
I mean, I agree that the song is well, it's deeply sweet and it is deeply sweet and full of hope. And there is nothing like pregnancy. I don't know what a second pregnancy is like, but I mean, I have a lot of feelings about what it might be like. But a first pregnancy, there is nothing like a first pregnancy, because while it is or can be, it must be for everyone extremely challenging at times. I can't imagine that there is a woman on this planet who would say, oh, it was never hard at any point in my pregnancy. I don't think that exists, but there are, for everyone is so different. You know, first trimester can be really rough. Second trimester can be kind of great. Third trimester, typically pretty rough again. But all these various things start happening inside of you that carry you through, mm. you know, 18 weeks, you feel this weird feeling. You're like, oh, what was that? Oh my God. Oh my God, that was, oh my God, that was you. Oh my gosh. And then you wait for it. You wait for it and just continue to wait for it. And it, that child moving inside of you never stops being completely magical. It might be really uncomfortable and crazy, and there is an alien being living inside of you, and then it eventually, when they weigh between like 5 and 9 pounds and they're huge, and you're thinking you might like break through, like maybe you're gonna just break out, that's hard and it's uncomfortable. But I bet you, I wonder where she was in her pregnancy when she wrote this song, because it is, you are full of hope. You're singularly focused, actually, because it's your first kid. You're not chasing any other child around. When you're idle, you're never alone. You always have this companion with you that is moving through the world with you, and you do begin to see so much hope and possibility in things that up until that point were just your everyday. But then you realize you're going to be, this thing is going to be on the outside, and they're going to live in this world, and you start seeing it through different eyes. So I wonder where she was.
I think I'm married for the wrong reasons. Instead of following my heart and like doing something that made me really happy, I just did it because for the sake of the idea of everything. And it just led me on a weird path.
The marriage to Kevin or the marriage to Jason?
Oh, Kevin.
Right.
And when it ended, it was just like, I felt so alone. I didn't want to really think about the reality of it. It was like, I'm okay. You know what I mean? I can do this. It's going to be okay. I never really faced it, and I just ran.
Okay, wait, one more dark question before we pivot.
Yeah.
And this is, I don't know if this is an, I honestly don't know if this is an okay thing to ask, but you're not the only person I've wanted to ask it to, and I realized this would, let's just do it now. When we talk about death and people dying, people use different languages, and I've always said they died, they're dead, they died. When she died, when they died, and when you were talking about your friend, and you said passed away, went on, went, go. And I just wonder about the language and the choice to use that language, and if it bothers you when other language is used about death and dying.
It's so funny. Other language does not, I don't bump up against any other language when people use it. I notice I stumble, I stop. There's like a breath. And then I say past. And it's so deep in my subconscious. I don't even really know what's happening when I'm saying that. But for some reason, that is what the language I've been using.
And have you always used that language, or was it just with Megan?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, because it just feels so, Megan and her brother Kevin both died within a year of each other. And they're the first two people where it just was such an impact. I mean, yes. A couple other people, but they were at least a little bit older. They were in their 60s when they passed away. This was just such a, I don't know, it just feels like a different experience. So I honestly, I'm not even conscious of language I used when other people in my life have passed. How about you?
I think that the first people I lost where it really formed, like, you know, I mean, 11, 13, 17, no, 11, 13, 15, 17. And I started to get a little angry that.
Not using death, not saying die. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they died.
And actually I'm working with this writer right now who has a bit in her script about this, that it's a back and forth with the doctor, and he keeps saying, your boyfriend passed away. And finally she snaps and is like, he didn't pass away, he's dead. And she and I actually haven't talked about that yet, which is funny, but it's articulating this thing that, but now years and years later, I understand that it's just different language. It's not trying to say, trying to take away your pain. It's not trying to say, it's not as harsh as death. It's just another way to say the same thing, and another way that people another word people have for articulating it. It's not to say maybe it's a little softer if they just passed away.
Yeah, I think maybe now that we're talking about this, what comes to mind for me in saying passing away, it feels actionable. It feels like she is in motion.
Uh-huh.
Kevin is in motion. Megan is in motion. They're moving.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving on.
Mm-hmm.
They're still, they're just
they
some,
exist.
Yeah. To me, it doesn't feel so final.
Absolutely.
I miss them.
Understand that.
It's different. It's changed. I don't know. It just feels very, it just feels in action.
It's active.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Now
pivot,
I got to
pivot,
ask.
Pivot.
Juliana.
Jen.
You are a beautiful angel. You're a beautiful singer. You're a wildly talented actor. You auditioned to be Britney Spears in the Lifetime movie.
I did. And I sent you a gift.
Jeffrey is having...
Jeffrey's having a moment.
Jeffrey, take a sip of the spritz.
Time for a pivot.
Oh, yeah.
Juliana sent me the audition.
I sent you a rehearsal for the audition.
You did.
I did not audition for that in a t-shirt and underwear like I sent you. But I did send you a dance clip in a t-shirt and underwear.
I mean, that clip could go for so much money.
Don't you dare.
I would never. You even said, Jen, do not show this to anyone.
Ever.
And I was like, I won't. And I didn't.
Thank you.
And I never keep my promise when it comes to stuff like that. I'm like, my sister, Jessica, Van. But I would never
do
that.
You could have shown Jessica and Van and that would have been okay.
But I didn't. I did
not. I appreciate
not.
That. Maybe don't show them now. I feel like the time is
the
passed.
The time has passed. I mean, I got to admit, the second that you told me that this was happening and you sent me the pages and then you did send me that clip, I was like, do I try to get in to play the role of Fee?
Hey, what's up, folks? It's Felicia. But you can call me Fee, because everybody calls me Fee. And I am Brittany's personal assistant. I've been working with Brittany for, almost 5 years now. I'm going to give you a rundown of a normal day in my life. I get off the bus, depending on what time we leave, probably about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And I get Brittany a strawberry frosted Pop-Tart and some water and send her on into her room.
You're in a room the size of a small office with carpet. A camera is set up and it's basically, I mean, I know I've already brought Carrie Underwood up once, but it really is a Jesus take the wheel moment because it's awful and you just have to black out.
Brittany blackout.
Yeah. You have to Brittany blackout and say, you know what? Is this being recorded? Yes. Yes. Yeah. Am I just going to do the best I can and pretend this never, ever happened? Yes, I'm also going to do that. So I danced to, was it a Britney's? I must have been a Britney song that I did the choreography to. Do you remember?
I can't remember what song you picked.
Me either. We'll have to look back.
But you did a high kick.
I did a high kick. I watched a lot of Britney videos. I picked some of her moves that I liked, added a few more, you know. I added the high kick. I think I did a few turns, slapped my thighs, you know, called it a day.
Oh, God. Wow. What a thrill.
Wore a lot of fake hair that day. I remember I wore my long fake extensions
extensions. Mm-hmm. Yes.
My really blonde ones. And probably some sort of like pink tank.
Couple rapid fire Britney questions.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay.
Toxic or Oops, I Did It Again?
Oops, I Did It Again.
Fun. I like that. Brittany with long extensions or Brittany with a blunt bob?
Blunt bob.
God bless you. A Brittany high kick or a Brittany head roll?
High kick.
Thank you. Well, I kind of figured you were going to say that because you added it in your Lifetime movie audition, but had to ask. Would you prefer, out of Britney's performance looks, a modern-day Britney in a leotard with a thigh-high boot or Britney in a one-piece Elvis-style jumpsuit zip up the front.
That is so hard. Mm. I just fucking love a leotard.
You do?
I love a leotard.
Tell me about that.
I love a leotard. I have my whole life. Every costume that I've ever worn is a prerequisite is that it can be leotard based.
Do you know I went through a phase in my early 20s where I was like, I want to make like do ballerina chic. I wanted that to be my look.
Yes.
I'm not a person who creates a look for herself, but that was, you think I do?
Are you joking?
I come up with looks.
Yes, you're in a look right now.
But I mean like where I'm like, I'm a that.
Okay,
I'm fine, the ballerina chic girl.
Okay.
I'm not really.
No, you're not.
You're not.
You're more versatile.
Yeah, that. I mean, I'm lazy. No. I don't know. Okay, so you love a leotard.
So leotard and thigh high.
We're going to go. Okay. Do you have a favorite Britney song? Here's just a few. Oops, I didn't.
No, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
That's like all-time favorite.
And that's because when that album came out, it was Ashley Bratton's birthday party sleepover. And I can't remember exactly what grade I was in, but she invited 10 girls to spend the night at this. It wasn't a hotel. It was like a motel. And her mom rented a big room at a motel that had like a loft in it. And I just remember we just danced to that song all night long.
Yes. I love that. Juliana, wait, you know Willa Ford.
I do.
I wanna be bad.
Yeah, pop star.
Could you think I could get her on the show?
Of course you could.
You know she's on.
That's lovely.
She's on the Scott Disick spinoff of the Kardashians. Do you know that?
No.
As an interior decorator.
She is.
So she is back on the scene, like on the, like in the culture.
I had no idea. I love Willa. She's such a nice person and she would love to come to your show.
Could you put a call in for me?
I can text her right now.
Juliana,
probably respond.
You are the ultimate connector. So that means I feel like, didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Not on the spot.
But
nothing would bring me more joy than to connect you and Willa. She's a delightful human.
Any last thoughts on Britney?
Britney, mom to mom, you're doing a great job.
I love that. Juliana, only because this song was about a baby who's about to come into this world, but also from the point of view of, no, it's not about God. It's not from the point of view of God. It's about Britney, then her child's child. That's what we decided?
Yes.
Okay, great. Because this song is about all that, it's about babies.
Yeah.
You do a lot of work with UNICEF.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to give a shout out?
I would love to give a shout out.
We've got a UNICEF masquerade ball coming up.
We do, October 26th. Is this going to air before this Saturday?
This Saturday? Not like this Saturday.
It's this coming Saturday.
It's this coming Saturday. Okay, well, where can people still donate?
Okay, you can always donate on UNICEF's website. And here are a few things about UNICEF. UNICEF saves more children's lives than any other humanitarian organization in the world. So when you are looking out there and thinking, how can I help? What do I do? There's all this information. There are all these amazing causes, and there are. But if you are struggling to know what to do, what direction to turn, you can always turn towards the children because they're always there and they always need your help. There are more women and children, there are more humans on the run since any time since World War II. So I think it's like 65 million people are displaced. That's an enormous number. So 90 cents on the dollar you give to UNICEF goes directly to the children. And it's all about giving them a childhood that they deserve. Food, education, water, space to play, safety. That's what UNICEF does. They do it on the ground. They do it with your donations, and I really cannot say enough about how much I trust them and how grateful I am to be involved with them and just know that every penny goes to children that are deeply in need. That is all I'm praying, that someday
One more thing about the song. One more thing about the song.
Yes.
Okay, here's I don't know what Britney would say about this, and maybe she would say I'm dead wrong. But I think I laughed a little bit because I thought to myself, oh, Britney wrote this when she was pregnant with her child. She would probably listen to this, laugh and say, oh my God, I thought I knew nothing then. I knew nothing.
Well, also think then. About what happened after she wrote this song. I know. She was like, God, that's your motherfucking plan? Oh, really, God? Really?
So I think that's
my head.
That's where I went with it, actually.
Lock myself in a bathroom, yeah. God? That's your plan?
Because look, pregnancy is beautiful. But with your first pregnancy, you don't know what you don't know. And that is for evolution. That's
there you go. There you go. Well, when I gave birth to this 17-pound Cocker Spaniel.
He is a beauty.
When he came Lucky from blue. Me. I sang the song to him while riding down the canyon road, and it was really beautiful. I love this guy.
I love you, Jen.
I love you, Juliana. Thank you so much for sitting down, being so honest, and I feel as though I can be a better friend to you after having this conversation.
I wonder what that looks like, because you're a pretty fucking great friend.
Well, thanks, friend. We have to take care of each other.
We do. We do. And that looks different. All the time, you know?
Brittany, I'm here. I'm just gonna keep saying it.
She'll know. One day she'll know.
I would trade it all. I wanna be her. What is it called, Jeffrey? Her health care provider? What is she?
Her health care provider? No, I don't think you wanna be Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Oh God, it's really good. It's her caretaker. It's something really weird.
Her proxy?
It's like they gave a woman, it's basically her proxy, but they gave this woman a title to be on her team and take care of her, and it's like
health guru.
I've been hired to be Britney's health beat. I don't know. It's something like very.
Do we trust her?
Well, now she's been put in charge of her entire her estate and everything because her dad. She's been named in charge of her conservatorship.
Oh boy.
She's the head of Britney's conservatorship, excuse me, because Britney's dad was removed from the job. He resigned once that issue happened with the kids. So now this woman is in charge. It's a real shit show over there. But listen, I've got high hopes. Britney said that she's...
God, if you're listening, please watch after Britney Spears.
What is your plan,
What's
God?
Your plan for her, God?
All right.
We're on the edge of our seats.
We're dying to know God channel. We could just tap in
the God app.
What's God's plan for Britney?
It's called all right. God's plan.
It's time for another spritz.
It is.
All right. We're going to do this. We got to open the windows. Lucky Blue, you ready? All right. Let's go. Jules. Oh, Jeffrey.
Care manager.
It's her care manager.
I need a care manager.
That's what we've been saying. I too would like a care manager. Ooh. But I would like to give everything up to be Britney's care manager.
Okay. How long do you think you would last?
Not long.
Okay.
Not long. I actually know that I would be better suited to create Britney's next live residency in Vegas. All right. We're going to end there. Juliana Gwill, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Thought you'd never ask.
Bye, everyone.
Emergency edition.
God, are you listening?
God.
Listen, we just got some information. We had to get back on the microphone.
It's pretty egregious.
Jeffrey just told us. Jeffrey's freaking out. Jeffrey's, he couldn't interject, but he had news to report. And he told us after we got off the mic, we had to get back on. Britney wrote this song 2 weeks before she found out she was pregnant.
I now definitely don't like the song.
What? I thought you were going to say now you definitely like the song. Juliana.
But what perspective was she coming from?
Hear me out. This is proving my point that every song
she's psychic?
Wait, hold on.
That's,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. All wait, right. Listen. We've okay. been talking about this. That
okay, well,
every
I didn't
song.
Know that her clairvoyance was.
That Britney has had a hand in writing. It's been a foreshadowing of what is coming.
Okay.
It is wild. Even in songs she hasn't had a hand in writing, but that she has performed and recorded and some of her biggest hits, it's just like. all of a sudden then she needs that song, or it is a foreshadowing. It's like she's been looking in a crystal ball her with each song. It's wild.
I do think that is wild. That's wild.
The other thing still we found really out. Like the song, but... Wait, what's the other thing we found out? That it is Britney playing the piano on the recording.
That's amazing. That I like.
In case anyone was wondering, I love Britney Spears.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.